You're listening to Otaku Break Episode 1, Rolling in the Crazy Train. Hello there, dear listeners. It is I, RK, your lovable host, here back again with the very first official episode of Otaku Break. And as I promised at the end of the last episode, today we've got quite a doozy of a show, as in the review section, Private Donut reviews Eat Live, The Return of Matt Hazard. And in my anime review section, I've got a look at 2000's Fooly Cooly. Yeah, I know, it's an old show. But it kind of goes along the theme of the show of just random absurdities. In the news section, we have a double heaping of awesomeness, as both I and Donut give you our reviews at the same exact time, and you better damn well like it, because it was a pain in the ass to have to edit. We didn't actually edit stuff out of it was just editing it together became a pain in the ass, as Donut didn't plug in a headphone, so when he was recording, he was also picking up my voice, so I couldn't sync my voice that I recorded and his voice together, so what we got was like awful audio destruction. I don't want to talk about. Anyway, we also got a pick of a week that's going to rock your socks off. And as for the outro that we're going to give at the end of this episode, a little forewarning, the outro was actually recorded ahead of time. So as you're going to see, we obviously have no idea what we're doing, as the outro is going to be talking about things that we were originally going to do and then completely changed our minds and didn't do. And how we, I don't even know why we do an outro, as half the time we kind of started rambling, so if you want to tune out after Donut's review, I'd be my guest. Anyway, onward with the news!
Standing by.
Complete. For the week of April 7, 2009, this is Otaku Break News. Donut, you want to go first?
Okay, today we're going to be covering some different types of news. I'm going to be covering the game crap. He's going to be covering anime and other such related things. And I'll start off today with a game that I'm quite excited for, Bioshock 2. Well, I don't know when this is going to get released, because I don't know how lazy he's going to be on his side, but according to the week that I'm in, on this Friday, about 12:30 in the morning, Bioshock 2 trailer footage is gonna, gameplay footage is gonna be released. And if you haven't heard anything about it, it's, in this game you're gonna be playing as the Big Daddy, and you have to go get little sisters and take them around and let them harvest people and all that other kind of crap. And I'll give Nick a little spot to talk. Talk, fool.
Okay, got it. Anime news, the new Fullmetal Alchemist anime just appeared in Japanese televisions to pretty good reviews. All we've got is a few screenshots right now, so head on, I'll link that up when we put up the website. So far, it looks a little bit better than the old anime, because the old anime was already pretty good looking to begin with. This new one looks just a slightly bit better from these screens. No one's uploaded like any type of RAW or the video yet, so I don't know when we're actually going to get a video. Well, at least I haven't seen any yet. But so far it's unclear what the storyline's going to be, because it seems that there have been rumors flying around that the storyline for this anime and the manga are going to be exactly the same, which is good, because the old anime, at one point, the story just completely derailed from the manga, and they were two completely separate beasts. So, that's it on this end. Donut, your turn.
Penis. Okay. The next news I got is a trailer that just came up recently for Assassin's Creed 2. The first one was pretty good, except it got quite repetitious with all the same missions over and over again. I don't know how many times I could do a stupid delivery mission or whatever the hell they had in that one. I can't remember. It's been a while. But, anyway, the Assassin's Creed 2 trailer came up. Most people think it's doesn't have much to tell about the new game, but if you actually look at it and think about it a little bit, it has quite a bit, actually. In the trailer, they show, like, Da Vinci-type art style, which could be a reference to what time frame it could be in. They also show a new possible item in it. They show wings on the back of a guy, like mechanical wings. Who knows?
Maybe I saw that.
Maybe we could be the original Batman.
Oh, snap. Wait, then who's going to be Robin?
What?
If he's Batman, there's got to be a Robin.
You are. Put on that spandex.
Okay, so...
That sounded kind of gay. I'm not gay, by the way. But my tubby friend here...
I wasn't going to say anything.
He totally is.
God. Okay, I'm going next. Now, there's a... If any of you guys remember... He threw me off my train of thought. Okay, Grandy Tartakovsky. This is the guy who created Samurai Jack and Dexter's Laboratory. Apparently, he has a brand new cartoon, and it is a giant robot cartoon entitled Symbionic Titan. That's all I know about it, really. There's not much new on it. We've got just a few pictures of it, which it looks kind of like if any of you have seen the anime Godanar, where you have like the male robot and the female robot, and they combine together, so like the male's breasts would it's like if any of you guys have seen that transformation from Godanar, that's kind of how these two robots look, and that's how what I'm guessing is when they're put together, that's how they look. So far, all we've got is looks like concept art, and I gotta say, so far the concept art looks just awesome.
And
depending
sexy.
On. And sexy. The female robot is like half the size of the male robot, so total lolicon all over the place.
That's the way I like it.
Of course.
Big okay, and robotic.
Okay, your turn.
My turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Next thing I'll be talking about on live is it the scorn of all PC people? Or is it just going to be another failed concept? If you haven't been following the news recently, what OnLive is, it's an item you hook up to like your computer or your TV or something like that. It's like a little box. You plug it up to your TV or computer, and you hook the other end up to your internet. And what it will do, it'll stream the game through the box into your TV, so you can pretty much play any type of game on any TV or any computer, no matter what the quality of it is. So they've showed a couple screens of like Crysis. People were playing Crysis no problem TV with just this little box. What it does is it streams it through the box onto your TV, and you plug in special controllers that they have made and all this other crap. But
no lag.
What? No one knows yet. That's the thing. Yeah. They haven't released much info on it, but if it has no lag, it's going to be pretty awesome. It could, if it does work as well as it says, and they don't have a subscription fee too high, because it's going to have a subscription fee for it, it might do a lot of damage to video card companies. Nvidia and all them, they might take a hit from it if it does good. But the chances are of no lag is really low. They've done crap like this before. It's not the first, but lag was always the problem. But on live, it could be a major success, but no one knows for sure. We just gotta all wait and see until it comes out and see how laggy it is. So, you have any other news?
Okay, so we got more news. I actually got two things. I'm going to put in one, which I know is kind of cheating, but it's just that they're both from Anime News Network, and I figured I'll just plop them in since they're both from the same source. The first is that I'm just going to read them straight off the News Network because it's easier that way. The Hatsukoi Limited Television Anime's website has begun streaming a new promotional commercial with several seconds of animated footage. Mizuki Kawashita's original anime portrayed vignettes of the everyday lives of your junior high school girl named Ayumi and several other junior high and high school girls. Basically, it's a slice of life anime, and if you know me, I'm a big sucker for slice of life. So, I've seen it. It looks pretty good. Second bit of Anime News Network news is that Nikon Sports newspaper reports that Hollywood figure, Leonardo DiCaprio is considering casting Japan's SMAP Entertainment Group as the main leads in the Warner Brothers and Appian Way's proposed live-action adaptation of the Ninja Scroll anime. Now, for those of you who don't, Appian Way is DiCaprio's own personal, like, production company, whatever. And apparently they acquired the rights to Ninja Scroll, which just boggles my mind that none of our, like, Viz or Funimation were, like, had the balls to do it. Either way, it's just, the whole idea is that, oh my god, he's actually casting Japanese people in an anime live action. That's crazy. And, you know, for us fans of Ninja Scroll, that's kind of like an iconic anime. You shouldn't really touch that. And the fact that it's Leonardo DiCaprio, the same dumbass who's supposedly doing a second live-action Akira movie, because there's another one already being worked on. This seems like a bad idea in general. Okay, back to you, Donut.
Okay. Well, next thing I have on my news is about the new Left 4 Dead content coming out. What it's supposed to be is a new level called Lighthouse. It looks pretty generic. It's just like a 3-level area with a lighthouse on the top of it. Big surprise. Lighthouse. And they're also releasing survival mode, which is you're locked in a little area, you turn on survival mode, and just hordes of enemies come at you in wave format. And the special zombies is random generated, and it's pretty much just locked in an area and see how long you could survive. It is free, because, tell the truth, there's not much to it, but yes, it is free. And also, they're going to be putting Dead Air and the other one, the Death Toll. They're going to be adding those to the Versus playlist now, also. Originally, what happened was there was a lot of parts on it that was way too hectic for originally planned, and it was way too hard. So they had to change a lot of the maps around on Death Toll and Dead Air. So it might be pretty cool now. I don't know. But I'm still waiting to get that Zombie Genocider achievement. I'm waiting for the survival mode. It's pissing me off because it's taking so long. But guess what? It's coming out April 21st. Oh. So if you can, if I can, and there's enough zombies, I'm getting that stupid Zombie Genocider achievement. It's the last one I got left.
Yeah, I noticed this month and last month, a whole lot of, like, downloadable content came out for a bunch of really high-profile games. I mean, you had the new content for Fallout 3 came out. Resident Evil content's coming out.
Oh, it did.
You had it did already? Holy crap.
Yeah, I've been up all night. I was playing it just a little bit earlier. It's all right.
Oh, it must have just came out, because I've been playing it, like, the past night and nothing. You said Left 4 Dead's coming out. What's it called? The Sackboy game? I can't believe I forgot its name.
Little Big Planet?
Didn't that have content that just came out?
A little while ago, the Killzone 2 crap came out. All it was just two new costumes and a couple stickers. Nothing like a full one, like the Metal Gear Solid one. But I don't know. There's not much to it, but I still keep buying the stuff. I'm addicted to it.
Okay, I'm gonna assume it's my turn now. And I got some really kick-ass news that is actually a month old.
Oh, wait, one more thing. Also,
God damn you.
At the end of the month, or I think it's like near the end of the month, around the 21st, you're able to buy the new Halo maps.
Oh, that's right. Well, when, didn't you get... Oh, yeah.
If you got him with Halo Wars, you got him, but...
But who the hell wants to buy Halo
For the other people,
Wars?
You can buy them now.
People who don't want to have to play a crappy game can get them. All right, my turn. Like I said before, this news was actually a month old, but if you check out Marvel.com, well, Marvel's website, you will actually find them streaming new updates every Thursday of the Japanese Spider-Man. That's right, the Japanese Spider-Man is... Spider-Man is how you say it. Thank you very much. All I gotta say is... Oh, man, this is just, like, kick-ass in a can. I can't even begin to describe how awesome... Stan Lee went on record saying that he loved the Japanese Spider-Man, and go online, check it out, you'll see why. Everything from the car and motorcycle he drives to the giant robot, that's right, he has a giant robot. Now, I just want to go ahead and warn you, about halfway through the series, I believe there was a rumor that someone stole, like, the Leopardon, that's the name of the robot, the Leopardon costume, the suit, and seeing as how the show was already low budget, they only had one suit, so, like, at one point, I think it's around episode 20, you will see nothing but, like, whenever they use Leopardon, it'll be just be, like, stock footage of just him, like, fighting. So just a little warning there that after, since it's already been out for a month and it's updated every Thursday, you've probably only got, like, 5 episodes now, but if you keep watching it and you'll be like, hey, wait a minute, they're just reusing episodes. That's okay. That's okay. How much news you got left, Donut?
I have, like, one or two more things. But a comment about the Spider-Man thing. Comment about the Spider-Man thing. Does Dr. Octopus rape anybody with his tentacles?
No American villains. Like I said, if you want to check it out,
then why the hell am I going to watch it?
Because it's kick ass.
Dr. Octopus rape? What the hell?
Okay, that's the hentai doujin you want. I'll lend you my copy later. Okay, keep it on the down low. Okay, your turn. Go. What the hell?
Okay. This news isn't important. I'm going to skip this one. I'm going to skip to the big news. The big news. Have you ever wanted to play the Wii on your PC? You can do it
why?
Now.
Yes,
recently,
I have, sir.
What?
I said, why, yes, I have. Just go. Keep going.
Okay.
Keep
well, going. Recently a group has released called... This is actually kind of old. It's like a couple months old, maybe, at the most. But not many people have heard about it, and it hasn't caught on yet. But any of you have played, like, a Super Nintendo emulator or a Game Boy emulator or any of those such things, this is something way more advanced. This is the new Wii emulator, which also serves as the GameCube emulator. But it's called... It's pretty much called the Dolphin, which anybody who's ever followed games should know that was far back Nintendo's rumored console that was going to come out. But now, I guess, due to some pretty good program writers, it has came out in the form of a Wii emulator. And not many games work on it. It's still in the whole testing process. People are still making it, but you can download it. And if you do have the ISOs for your games, you can play them on there. Not sure if they'll work, but you can fiddle around with it and make it work. Like, Umbrella Chronicles works on it, and Super Smash Bros. Works on it. But it's pretty good. It works still. So, if you want to use it, go search Dolphin/Emu, and you can find it up there, and you can download it and find out what you can do. Find out how you can use it and everything like that. So go there and give the site your support.
You'll also find dolphin porn if you type that in. Just like that. Point that out.
Dolphin porn is pretty sexy, though.
Oh, yes, very sexy. That blowhole's good for all sorts of things. Okay!
Like popcorn.
So... if you're an otaku and you're in Japan, you might have heard of this. Apparently, PS3 owners in Japan are very excited that they're getting a PS3 release of the Tales of Vesperia, which, if you remember, was a 360 exclusive and a pretty damn good game. Well, apparently, Japanese 360 owners... Wait, there are 360 owners in Japan? Anyway, Japanese 360 owners have actually been...
I believe they use them as bricks.
They've been in an outcry after this. I mean, there's been everything from, like, people throwing the discs out, throwing, like, huge, I mean, like, large piles to, like, there was, like, they have some pictures here, like, them burning all these magazines and the game discs and stuff. And apparently, if Star Ocean 4, because, it's also, it was also a 360 exclusive, and it seems that it's now also coming for the PS3, even though it was stated as being a 360 exclusive. It seems it's going to the PS3, so people are wondering if that's going to happen too. I found this funny that there's actually 360 owners in Japan trying to act all elitist. Like they're better because they get their games. Whatever, I'm happy that people can play Vesperia. Your turn, Donut. I'm just rambling on now.
I want Yakuza 3 to come out in America. I'm going to go kill some people.
And yeah, that is a threat. So if you're listening to me, Sega, better watch out. Because you're going to get cat shit in a box.
That is, Don't antagonize him. He has, like, 10,000 cats in his basement just for that sole purpose, man.
I collect it. I will give you the old white cat shit.
Okay.
Oh, don't you test me.
Okay.
I will dip Doritos in it.
Okay, I'm going to go off on it again because I just remembered. Couple things I just remembered. One, March 7th, which is almost, once again, a month ago, I know, but it's still good. Power Rangers RPM, the newest and apparently last season of Power Rangers, debuted on March 7th. And I gotta say, it is a damn good show. I mean,
sexy.
It's great. I mean, when you look at the past couple seasons, they've kind of been bad. I mean, let me think. Mystic Force sucked. Jungle Fury was like, eh. Overdrive. What are you laughing at? That I'm a Power Rangers fan? Hey, go watch RPM.
No, just Jungle Fury, the name of it.
Overdrive.
I believe I watched a movie by that name before.
Overdrive was forgettable. Anyway, RPM, check it out. Also, which is a good little double deal, if you watch RPM, right after, they're showing the RPM as like they'll show the old episode and then they'll show the new one. So what you should do is watch the old episode and then when they start the new one, click up to WB, Channel 5, WB, which is now like 4Kids, God help us all. Anyway, because then they're showing the Kamen Rider Dragonite, the American... Americanization of Kamen Rider Ryuki, which, when you look at it, it seems kind of boring at first, but it's really a good show. I recommend checking it out. So far, it's done a pretty good job of recapturing what Ryuki was. My last bit of news is that we have gotten a list. I've gotten a list. Donut doesn't really care because he doesn't like anime. But I've gotten a list of spring 2009.
What'd I do?
I said you suck. I got a list of the spring 2009 anime, and we got a couple good shows coming on the way. Valkyria Chronicles, the PS3 game, is apparently getting an anime. Got a new new Mazinger anime called Shin Mazinger Shogeki Zen.
If I may intervene here, mm-hmm. I believe that's Spanish for a wealth vagina.
Okay, there is. And this has been confirmed. Dragon Ball Kai. I don't know what this is. I'm checking this out now. But the show, Dragon Ball Kai. I don't know if this is like a... God, what is this? I can't believe I didn't check this out earlier. I didn't even see that. That sounds interesting.
Kai, isn't that purple guy?
There's a new Hayate the Combat Butler. Season 2.
No, really. Isn't Kai that purple guy? The one little one? That's the one with, like, the mohawk and the earrings. Isn't his name Kai?
I don't know. No, King Kai is, like, the blue dude. Let's see.
Yeah, he was a Kai, too, I thought. Okay. The little purple... I can't remember. Maybe someone who listens to this can post something.
I know who Kai is. King Kai is the blue dude who teaches Goku when he goes to the afterlife. If you're going by...
Yeah... But isn't the other guy? I think he has Kai in his name too.
I think he's Supreme
one.
Kai. Yeah, it's Kai is in his name.
Yeah, Supreme Kai. Yeah, I knew.
Okay,
he was
I'm
a
reading
Kai.
Just a straight up wiki here, but the Dragon Ball Kai wiki is Dragon Ball Kai.
Wiki boy.
Is an upcoming anime series that's set to be an HD remaster and recut of Dragon Ball Z, done for the 20th anniversary of Dragon Ball Z, that appeared on Fuji TV on April 5th at 9 a.m. just before One Piece, and the two shows are being marketed together as Dream 9. So if you're in Japan, you lucky son of a bitch. So, it's a remastering and recut. I'm guessing that means that it's kind of like the new Fullmetal Alchemist in that it's like being redone. Or is it? Hang on, I'm checking the YouTube click now. We may end up cutting this part later because it. I don't know how long it take for the YouTube thing to load, but I'm loading the YouTube.
Seeing how he is pulling this up on his abacus.
I'm checking out the OP here. And it is taking forever. While we're doing that, a bit of tokusatsu news real quick, just to kind of bridge things if I can. There is a new Kamen Rider Deno series coming out. Called Kamen Rider Cho Deno. It seems that this is going to be set after the original Kamen Rider Deno series. And that this new series is going to feature his grandson as the Kamen Rider Deno. Not much we got in it. We got a few clips of it, which I might or may not link to. They're kind of forgettable. All we do know is that our four favorite Imagines and Sieg are going to be appearing in it. So we've seen a release of his suit, which does look really nice. It's got the wings from Wingform added to the end of it, so it looks really nice. So check that out later. Okay. I just checked out the Dragon Ball Kai, the opening at least, and it is from what I thought. It is a reimagining, they're redoing it, it seems. And the animation looks great. The animation looks like it's from the movies, which if you've seen them are just like 10 times better than the television show, even towards the end. But you know, this is, when it comes to openings and endings, the problem is they're put a lot of money into the openings and endings. So I'm not sure if this is going to get any better. Hey, I didn't laugh at you when you were talking about your stupid dolphin thing. Anyway. Yes, you are. Who cares? This is the first couple episodes we can do that. That does it for this week's news break. This is RK. My Xbox, since I heard Donut was going to do it, my Xbox Live RD is Clearer Ragnarok, so if you want to hit me up for some Resident Evil 5 co-op or Halo 3, go for it. Donut?
Yeah. Okay. You can find me up on Xbox Live, that is, at PVT space Donut 001, or on PlayStation. On the PSN, the PlayStation Network, at KGB_donut. And I guess that's the news.
That's it. Okay. See you guys in a couple seconds.
Exactly. With a kissing of the future, maybe kiss the knees of masters, chest away divers and middle process. Oh yeah. With a kissing of the future, maybe kiss the knees of masters, chest away divers and middle process. Oh yeah.
Okay, so today I'm reviewing FooliCooly, or FuriCooly, or FLCL, whatever you want to call it. FooliCooly was a 6-episode OVA that was released April 26, 2000 through March 16, 2001 from both Gainax and Production IG and was licensed by Syncpoint here in America. It follows the life of a kid named Naota as he lives in this town in Mabase with his pseudo-girlfriend, love interest, Mamimi, who's an actual high school student, which, by the way, Naota is a middle school student. I'm kind of going to give you the main plot here, because it's only 6 episodes long, and so if I tell you the plot now, you're not going to be missing too much. Basically, what happens is Naota is leaving a pretty much dull life in this really dull city when it's rudely awakened by Haruko Haruhara. first scene where he meets her is rather hilarious. He's just kind of standing on this bridge with Mamimi, and next thing you know, she just comes barreling down on a scooter and smacks right into him. Damn near kills the poor kid, and then, of course, revives him using mouth-to-mouth technique, only to take out her guitar and smack him across the head again. You find out that somehow Naota has like some kind of like black hole in his head that lets some that lets like creatures or like robots come out of it. It has something to do with Medical Mechanica Corporation, who's supposedly out to conquer the galaxy. And yeah, there's this being called Adamus, who's like they call him the Pirate King. He's like one of the most powerful beings in the universe, who Medical Mechanica has caught, and that ties into those robots that are coming out of his head. They're imbued with this power, particularly one of them, who he names Conti, who kind of becomes his own personal sort of robot. And there's a commander with big eyebrows, and he has another pseudo love interest in the form of Ei Ninomori, and Naota's father, who's sort of like a writer, except he writes magazines, and it seems like most of the magazines he writes are like scandal magazines. They also run a bread shop with his grandfather who lives there, and Naota's brother Tasuka had left earlier to become a baseball player, and so a lot of the show revolves around Naota wanting to be more like his brother, and how a lot of people try to see him as his brother even though he's not. The show isn't about the plot, I can tell you that right now, because the plot seems just like a couple of strings that people had put together thinking, okay, we need to make sure that at the end of the day everything ties into like this, and the whole thing the show is supposed to tie into is that robots come out of Naota's head and fight each other, and he has the power of a god, and he's fighting evil corporation. Unfortunately, you don't really find out that he's fighting the evil corporation until like episode 5, and as I said, there's only 6 episodes, so plot isn't what you're going for here in the show. The odd thing is that when you watch the show, you wouldn't know it, but it's got some really big names behind it. I mean, it was directed by Kazuya Suramaki, who directed a lot of Gainax films and was like the assistant director to the Evangelion, and it was written by Yoji Enokido, who was also a pretty big name Gainax writer at the time, wrote a lot of their stuff. I mean, as I'm going down the list of like such people, animators and such, this was a pretty big name show going on, even though it was 6 episodes. The most general consensus people will find on FooliCooly is that after having so many hardcore serious shows, the animators and directors all just got together and figured, hey, you know what, let's just make something for fun. And God bless us, FooliCooly is the one that came out. Now, the thing about FooliCooly is that it's got such a hyperactive pace, and the plot just seems to take center stage and then take backstage and just jump back and forth, with like the characters constantly breaking the fourth wall to just like talk about themselves, and it's got so many references to other anime that it's really hard to review this kind of show. A lot of people like to yell out and say, oh, this is, if you look at it, it's just really a rip-off of Die Buster, which I can kind of see where they're coming from, but at the same time, I think, and the same thing I think with Die Buster, is that both of these were just made to kind of like blow off steam. Now, when it comes to reviewing, I'm going to give you a couple things. The animation, first of all, the animation is just great. Of course, it's only 6 episodes, so I wouldn't expect anything less, especially from Gainax and Production IG, but the animation is just awesome. Not to mention, but it's just so unfluid that it just gives this good feel for the show. At times you'll have this really, you know, cookie cutter type of animation that you know, you look at it and you'll be like, yeah, that's anime. Then at times you'll get this like very angular, very dynamic posing animation. There are some times where they get to like this really, really gritty type of watercolor almost animation. And then, of course, there's my favorite scenes in which they drop the animation altogether and everything's shown through, like you're reading a manga, where they're just like, it'll be like a big manga page that the camera's zooming out and panning across, and everything's like said in word bubbles. They actually talk, but like it's all in word bubbles too, which is rather hilarious. So, animation wise, it's not good if you like set animation, but if you're ready for just some fun and for a good chance to see a lot of the talent behind Gainax just kind of showing off what they have, this is definitely a good show for you. Let's see what else. Sound wise, well, on top of having a soundtrack almost exclusively by The Pillows, who is at least was a pretty popular Japanese band who you're probably listening to right now as they're the ones playing in the background. They've got a few good songs. Little Busters, Shooting Star, those are all very good songs. And they just leave to the whole feel of the show, which is supposed to be like a... The show itself needs to have a sort of punk rock sound and feel to it. And their songs just add to that. And then, of course, there's the voice acting, which, as the same with Resident Evil Generation, I don't know much about the Japanese voice actors, but I do know that the English voice actors, they got a very, very good cast of people. It's, you know, Carlgren was playing Haruka, and she's just great as it. If you listen to some of it, they keep all the honorifics and all the odd little anime sounds that you hear where people are just saying random sound effects. They'll keep that in the English version. However, a couple things to watch out for is how in the English adaptations, there was a few changes here and there, which people seem to... It's pretty split on whether or not people like them or not. For instance, in one scene, Haruko uses the term mouth-to-mouth. In fact, she does it a few times. But the TH sound doesn't exist in Japanese, making it sound like mouse-to-mouse. And it's supposed to be sort of a pun, but I don't really know where they were going with this. And, you know, such as things as... just them in the American version... maybe saying something that sounds like what they said in the Japanese, but it not being... Which there isn't too much. And also, in the English version, you get a lot more references than you do in the Japanese version. In the original Japanese version, you'll get references to a lot of different things. You know, John Woo, and a couple of Evangelion references, obviously. You know, of course they got... And then, in the English version, there's one specific scene, personally, where... Haruka is semi-naked in a bathroom, and Naota's like, put some clothes on, and like the minute she turns around and suddenly she's like dressed in this rocker gear and she starts telling him how to rock out on a guitar, and she's making all these references to like Paul McCartney and Van Halen and Raging Against the Machine, and it's just like in the English version there's a lot more references to rock bands, and there's also like a couple just odd references, like there's some Hamtaro references in there for some reason. There's like a Hustler reference. It's weird. It like I said, the English version, it's got a great translation, which is amazing because I watched the original Japanese, and the fact that they were able to translate everything that the people say, because they like to go very fast with the puns, then that's just amazing. Like I said, if you're the type of person who likes strict, almost concrete translations, you will probably like this, because it's got, like, a very good literal direct translation. But like I said, there's a couple things added, so if you're one of those snobs who likes stuff cookie-cutter the way things used to be, then you might like it, and you might not. There's, like, one or two episodes you might not like, the rest of them you will. Okay, I guess, overall, the show... It's so difficult to talk about this show. The only reason I picked this show at all was because... Donut was doing his review of Matt Hazard, which is like a parody show of parody game of other video games, so I decided to pick a show that parodies lots of other anime shows, and Fooly Cooly just hit it. Unfortunately for you, the DVDs have long been out of print, so it's not like you'll probably still be able to go and buy them somewhere. It just might cost a little more. So Amazon's your best bet. If you really want a good deal on the DVDs, I would suggest hitting up an AnimeCon or trying some other sites. Deep Discount, I'm not sure if they carry them, but if they did, they'd give you good sites. They'd give you good prices. Like I said, it's out of print, so it might be difficult to find. If you're willing to spend an extra few bucks, not so much. Just be happy that we're not in Japan. The original Japanese released one DVD at a time. 6 DVDs total, so that means they released one DVD with one episode. And these episodes are only 30 minutes long. So that was just like, man, Japanese people, crazy with their money. And like I said, it's 38 minutes long, so this show is definitely worth a watch. At 30 minutes an episode and only 6 episodes, you're roughly looking at about a little less than 3 hours here of stuff that you're going to be looking at to watch. And I can tell you right now, there are plenty worse ways to spend your time. All in all, I've seen that twice now, odd. All in all, Fulikuli is a pretty decent anime. Like I said, it's most people seem to have seen this show as one of their first shows next to, like, Cowboy Bebop, and that's, of course, no small part due to Adult Swim showing this being one of the shows that they started off with. This one, Cowboy Bebop, maybe a couple Lupin. So, of course, this was a show that got a lot of people into anime. At the same time, it's a show that can very much scare people away. A good thing would be, if you're new into anime, I would definitely not recommend this show. It's just too hectic. It'll blow your mind in too many ways. Like, you won't be able to probably watch any more anime ever. Not even, like, Astro Boy. So, a good way is watch a few animes before you watch this one. Become a more bigger fan. However, if you're already a fan of anime, unless you specifically hate Gainax, I can't think of a reason why you want to do it. It's not like there's a big... This has so many genres in it, except probably romance is probably the only genre missing, and I know a lot of people will like to say, well, wait, there is romance. No, this does not romance. There's people kissing people, but that there's, like, very little romance in it. I mean, when you follow the strict formula of romance, of two people eventually falling, or just one person falling in love, this show definitely isn't a romance show at all. But there's plenty of action, plenty of comedy. There's some big mecha fight scenes. There's a couple iconic scenes that have been directly ripped from their movies and shows, which that, you know what, I'm gonna make you guys a wager. A deal. A challenge, if you will. And I heard that Donut might be doing something along the same lines in order to see more comments on our front page. So I'm going to issue a challenge to you. If you guys are listening, and if you have seen Fulikuli, or you are going to see Fulikuli, leave a comment saying what your favorite part of the show was. If you've already seen it, just leave a comment saying what your favorite part of the show was. If you haven't seen it, go watch it, because like I said, it's less than 3 hours. You can probably find it God knows how many places on YouTube, because it's been online. It's been on the air in America long enough for you to find it everywhere. I mean, it's one of those shows that defines certain voice actors' careers, so you'll be able to find a place. Tell us what your favorite moment is. Leave us comments saying what your favorite Fulikuli moments were. Okay? Hell, I'll even be open for discussion. If you ever have any questions about anything, just ask. Send us an email, www.ragnarokking@gmail.com. That is my personal email. If you have any questions about any of the shows I review, go ahead and just send me an email. So hit me up if you have any questions about Fulikuli. Like I said, this is a great show. That if you're already a fan of anime and you haven't seen What the Hell is Wrong with You, go out, see this show now, probably buy it. A couple things to watch out for. It has both a manga and a novelization. The manga is only two chapters, two books, and it is, a lot of people like to say that it's kind of the same as the anime, but it is very much different in both looks. It's got a very different look if you've read it long enough. Like, if you watch the anime enough times, you'll see a distinct difference between it and the manga. Not only that, but it's much darker, much more graphic take on what happens. there's a lot of different takes on what happened that make it more edgier and highlight more of the sex and the violence. And there's a couple key plot points that are changed, including an ending that just... It may not make too much sense if you're reading this as a counter. If you read this as a companion to the anime, it's not going to make any sense. The manga's more of a counterpoint. Now, novel-wise, they have released the first of three of the novels that were created. And the first one was released on, March 11, 2008. Now, unfortunately, I have not heard of them releasing the other two. So I'm not sure how good you're going to be, but maybe if you want to go ahead and check out Volume 1, you can do that. Of course, I haven't read it, and I'm not going to read it because it's fully coolly. And once you see it, you'll be like, how is a novel of this going to even work? I'm not sure, but if you're into that, go for it. I've never been a big anime novel fan myself, but you never know. Either way, Fooly Cooly, like I said, two types of reviews. One, if you're a fan of anime, great show, go rent it. If you're not a big anime fan, probably not your cup of tea. So, this is RK signing off. And I think it's time we had a little break. So I decided to go ahead and plop in the pick of the week in here for you. Now, I am thoroughly happy about today's pick of the week, as it took me a long ass time to find. Originally, I had planned on having this pick of the week, but for some reason, I just could not find it. And eventually, I'd given up and had decided to set on a whole new idea for the pick. But then, luckily, an MP3 of it just fell into my lap again. So, without much more rambling on, here is my pick of the week by Exile, The Last Door, Indestructible, the theme for Street Fighter IV. Enjoy!
I feel it all around me. I've been waiting for this moment all my life. It's my destiny. There's anxiety inside of me. It's waiting to come out now. No matter what, no matter how, I know I'll make it through somehow. Cause when the roof is down, I'll still be holding on. I'm gonna keep on going. I know I'll be strong. Yeah. Indestructible. I won't let nobody. I feel it all around me. I've been waiting for this moment all my life. It's my destiny. There's anxiety inside of me. It's waiting to come out now. No matter what, no matter how, I know I'll make it through somehow. Cause when the roof is down, I'll still be holding on. I'm gonna keep on going. I know I'll be strong. Yeah. Indestructible. I won't let nobody break me down. Indestructible.
well, that was a quick ending. Sorry, the ending kind of got cut off there, and not much I could do about it. Anyway, that was our pick of the week. Up next is Private Donut's review of Eat Lead, The Return of Matt Hazard. Take it away, Donut.
I ain't a winner. Pay the front line, take the donuts. He's coming out again for a new point. Get your bets now, ladies and gentlemen. Four fours to point, mark four. Ace, two, scrap, 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 mark four.
Hey there, people, this is Donut here in his second episode. Well, I promised you guys I'd be a little bit more professional, so hopefully I can give you that request. Or my promise, not even a request, because no one wants to leave comments, which someone should totally do. But people don't want to do that. Yeah, I'm talking to you, you're lazy. Leave a comment. Anything. Like, okay, let's see if you listen to this. If you're listening to this, leave a comment saying RK or Ragnarok King is a homo, okay? Just do that so I know you're listening to me. And it might piss them off some, so it'd be pretty funny. So you better do that. Damn. That wasn't too professional, was it? And professional people never have any fun anyway. Well, in today's episode, we're going to be reviewing Eat Lead, The Return of Matt Hazard.
Then I guess it's Hazard time.
Yeah.
Today's review is going to go a little bit differently than the Resident Evil 5 review. We're going to start it out with someone interviewing me about the most influential character of gaming, Mr. Matt Hazard himself. He started in the WayWee days of the 2D scrolling days, and is all the way up to next gen, and no game would be there without him. And just a little forenote, our interviewer requested to be voice masked and use the name John Deere, because he doesn't want anyone to know who he is, because our low status of our podcast might just ruin him. So here's the interview of myself, by John Deere, about Mr. Matt Hazard.
Well, hello there, Mr. Donut.
And hello there, Mr. John Deere. How are you today?
I'm quite well, actually. Even though I'm on this low-level podcast, how are you?
I'm quite well, too. Even though I'm gonna kick your ass on this low-level podcast.
Okay. Enough of this. What we're here today to do is give you an interview on Mr. Matt Hazard. So, what's your thoughts on Mr. Matt Hazard?
My thoughts on Mr. Matt Hazard? Well, I think, personally, none of these games would be the games they are today without Mr. Matt Hazard. I remember way back in the day when I first started playing. The first game I came to wasn't the actual 2D ones. The first games I came to of his was probably the one that Marathon made, that first one. Matt Hazard 3D. Oh my gosh. It was amazing. It was simply perfect. Back in the day, that was top of the line. I remember that. I remember waiting in line for about 4 days trying to get that game. But it was totally worth it. It introduced me into Matt Hazard. Because see, what happened was a couple of my friends are like, dude, you gotta check out this game. And I was like, why? I had no clue it was gonna be as epic as it was. But yeah, it was truly...
Sorry to cut you off. But I was getting a little annoyed of your ranting.
Well, okay, I guess. That's fine.
Well, next question. Mr. Donut, what is your favorite Matt Hazard game?
My favorite Matt Hazard game? Well, that would have to be probably Attack on Biosphere 1. I don't know. Something about the medium cousins? It's just crazy. You gotta dress up like the little mamas and then just go around and shank people's ankles with your lightning rod. Or your lightning rod drill, sorry. It's an amazing game. And then you have the fat sisters come out and they try to suck people's blood. It is one simply perfect game. I mean, who would have thought there'd be an aquatic dome water station up in outer space? seriously, it was one amazing game.
I think I've heard of it.
Well, you better have heard of it.
Okay, I've heard of it. And one last question real quick. Where do you think our games would be without Mr. Matt Hazard?
Where would they be? Have you ever heard of the game Onochibawa Bikini Samurai Slayers? Or Zombie Slayers or whatever it is?
Yeah.
That. Every game would be that.
Ooh, that's kind of scary when I think about it. Well, Mr. Donut, it's been nice talking with you. But I gotta go back up to the high rise. Have fun down here on the bottom.
Oh, just wait. I'll be coming for you.
Bye.
And Mr. John Deere, good day to you.
Good day.
And that was my interview with Mr. John Deere himself. Sorry I can't tell you the name. I almost let it slip there at the beginning if you noticed. But maybe one day he'll come back and maybe he'll tell his name. Who knows? No one does. But anyway, that was my interview about the celebrity that we all should know, Mr. Matt Hazard. Okay, time to cut the charade. What Matt Hazard is a game that focuses on making a parody of all the other games, pretty much. They try to make a main character called Mr. Matt Hazard, of course, and they try to make him into a celebrity, like Mario status, pretty much. How he gets put in every single game. And that's the main point of the story of this game, is to pretty much make a character a generic as almost possible character who stars in all the action games of that time. Like the first like 5 minutes, the intro scene, it's quite hilarious. What it starts out with is him starting as a 2D scroller level, and then like finally getting up to the level of the first 3D game, like is pretty much exactly like Doom, and then leveling up to Attack on Biosphere 1 and all these other games and spy games and stuff. And this game is supposed to be his first next gen appearance. And then what you find out as you soon start the game is that the new owner of the company actually hates Mr. Matt Hazard and is just trying to kill him because he could never beat his games when he was a little kid. So during the whole game, the evil president will be hacking in different enemies from all his past games, which, like my favorite, the 2D characters from Matt Hazard 3D, the Nazis, who will go sideways so their bullets will go right past, so your bullets will go right past them because they're the flat characters like from Doom. And you could fight zombies from his arcade title called Dead Hazard. But overall, it's a parody game. Think of Conker's Bad Fur Day mixed with a pretty generic Gears of War clone, and you got this game. All in all, it's pretty funny. It's a pretty funny game. They make fun of quite a few things, like they make fun of Halo with Master Chef. They make fun of World of Warcraft, like the whole William Shatner commercial where he's the mage or whatever. They have that pretty much as like a mage walking around, and he has like a William Shatner type voice, you know, the voice everybody does, I will not do this no more. But yeah, that stupid crap. They have that making fun of it, and they have all these other things. Like at one point, whenever I was talking about all the other games he was in, he made a third person, no violence, all action, water gun based game. And you'll fight the SOCOM commandos from that, and they all have like water guns, and they'll shoot you with their water guns. You gotta get them with that. It's a real funny game. Achievements add into the hilarity also. You start out, if you hit the pause button, you get the Take 5 achievement. There's one achievement, after you beat the game, you get the achievement for multiplayer master. You read the achievement, it says, now that you completed the game, you're ready to go to multiplayer and start mastering it. Oh wait, we forgot a multiplayer. Oh, well, we can't take the achievement away. And it just has a lot of little funny things, like funny details like that, that make it pretty good. But what they focused on humor, they took out in gameplay. Gameplay-wise, it's not horrible. It's generic, but not horrible. Like, I guess you could say 50 Cent Blood on the Sand is pretty much the exact same way as this game, except you're not a rapper. Oh, you thought I was gonna say black, didn't you? Didn't you? You racist. But anyway, you're not black. Damn it, I did say it. Sorry about that one. But you are pretty much a action character in all these video games. You fight zombies. You fight Asian triads, or Asian, I think it's triads, I can't remember if you're in China or Japan. It's either triads or the Yakuza. You fight 2D Nazis. You fight water gun commandos. You fight cowboys. You fight space marines. And you fight robotic hookers. You fight a whole bunch of different things like that. It's a funny game. But gameplay, what it is, it's a third-person shooter. Generic guns and just generic crosshair on the scene, on the screen. It has a cover system. You stick to the wall. And you can blind fire by just pulling the trigger. You can hold the left trigger. Or you can hold up and then hold the right trigger, left trigger, to aim and shoot. Just like pretty much all the other games like that. It doesn't change much control-wise. There is like a run to the next cover. If you're looking at a cover from one, you hit Y button, you'll run to it. But gameplay-wise, it's a generic shooter. Not much new to it. Graphics-wise, it's decent. It's a middle game. Not too much spent in it. But the main reason why people are going to get this game is because of the humor. But I would suggest not getting it. I would suggest renting it. It is a very... It's not a very short game, but it's a medium game. It's still fun, though. But let's go a little more in detail in it. This is pretty... It's all just for humor. Like, some of the main selling points on it is that it has voices of Arnett, what's his name, I think Will Arnett, and it also has the voice of, you're waiting for it, Neil Patrick Harris, NPH, Doobie Howser, yeah, he's in it, and he does a pretty good voice. He's supposed to be the evil president leader, and Matt Hazard is voiced by Will Arnett, and it's... And they do pretty good job, even though the voice acting, like the lip moving and everything, isn't too good. Their voices, it's pretty funny just hearing them talk. But see, I know you're going to say, well, Aaron, aren't you judging this on a different grade than you graded Resident Evil? You are really harsh on that game. This game you're just being sort of medium to. Well, Mr. Viewer, who has the same exact voice as I do, I am viewing it on a different grade because this game isn't supposed to be a blockbuster shooter. It's supposed to be a quick laugh and run and gun and do all the other stuff. That's why I am allowed to grade it on a different scale. That doesn't seem fair. Well, you know what doesn't seem fair? You have the same voice as me. Stop copying me and get out of here. Okay, mister. Well, it's a funny game. If you liked Conker's Bad Fur Day, you'd probably like it. It'd probably be a fun game for you. What you gotta do is you gotta just try to focus out onto the when you're actually playing the game, because it might get a little bit boring. You gotta change the voiceovers. You gotta turn it up a little bit and listen to what he says, and that will get you attached a little bit better. The gameplay for it is anywhere about 5 to 10 hours, depending on what difficulty you're on. And it's not too hard. It's not impossible at certain moments, but it's a fun game if you focus on the humor and not all gameplay-wise.
and it is a pretty good rent if you have nothing else to rent. It's worth a couple laughs, and it's worth some good times in the cutscenes and trying to figure out what the reference is to. So overall, I liked it for the first playthrough. Second playthrough, I can't make it. It just gets pretty boring. So, there's my views on Eat Lead, The Return of Matt Hazard.
Your words are puny, like you. You are the past, Matt Hazard. I am the future, and your present ends now.
Hey there, people. Would you like the game with Donut himself? Well, just send a friend request to PVT_Donut001 for those Xbox Live users. Or send a friend request to KGB_Donut for those PlayStation Network users. And this is Donut, and I hope you liked the episode, and I'm out.
Okay, I'm recording now. This is great. Okay. That was our show. This is the end of our show. Supposedly. I don't know. This whole thing is getting recorded at different times, so we're recording when we have
galaxies.
It. In different dimensions. Hell, I'm purple, and the thing I call a computer is just like a monkey's head with like different intestines that I punch. And Donut's a robot, so like we're covered on all bases.
I am.
That
a
didn't
robot.
Make. Okay.
No matter
this is
what dimension
to be...
I'm in.
The robot dimension. Mention everyone's a robot. Okay.
With a hydraulic.
Point is.
I'll let you fill in the blank.
Bow chick bow wow. Alright, so.
Finger.
Eat Lead, The Return of Matt Hazard. That's his name, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Matt Hazard.
Yes, I was talking to someone today, and I said Max Payne. So I don't. I didn't remember the name.
You get 10 fingers cut off now.
I told him that I didn't remember the name specifically. He didn't seem too bothered by it. It doesn't seem like this is going to be a big game a lot of people are going to be buying.
It's a big rent.
Rental.
Whoever bought it, stupid. If you bought it, I feel sorry for you because this is a rent.
You didn't buy it either? You just rented it?
I rent. Yeah, this game, when there's nothing else to do for it, it's a rent. I don't want to get caught with this game in my inventory. That's like getting caught with old lady porn. You don't want to get caught with it.
Some people do. I don't know. Some people don't get mind getting caught with, like, the doggy porn and all that jazziness.
I don't want to. So I'd rather rent this game. But I still played it extensively, so people don't worry. I put the worker midgets. I made them play it also. They came out with the same review as me, pretty much.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you talk to other people who are like who podcast about what you podcast about, and
if you consider talking into the mirror, yes, then.
Holy crap! There's a live-action Evangelion movie coming out.
And I am the star player, or the star role.
Dude, I'm checking out the chick who's supposed to play Rei Ayanami, and she is looking not at all like Rei Ayanami. She actually looks hot, not like you want to kill her. Like strangle bits, all that good jazz. Okay, you talked about Eat Lead. I'm guessing that you probably said that you didn't like it, or like it was fun, but obviously not something you want to keep. Not a keeper.
I like to close my eyes and just hit buttons in it. I'll still make it further in the game, but I like listening to it. It's pretty funny.
I was saying before, it's like a Afro Samurai. Gameplay sucks, but it's just hilarious to listen to, basically.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. It's generic. It doesn't suck, it's just really generic.
Oh, but don't you know, if something doesn't, like, break sales records and it's the greatest thing ever, then it sucks.
Like, it's just like with, what's the game called? 50 Cent's like it, just generic. Wanted, that Wanted game that just came out. They're mm-hmm. both pretty much the same exact game, except one has the bullet curve crap, and the other one has funniness to it.
I'd rather have the funniness.
It is quite funny at some parts. It's kind of like Conker's Bad Fur Day. It has Nazis too, except not Nazi teddy bears.
Are they zombie Nazis?
They're 2D Nazis.
Oh, 2D Nazis. Are these the same Nazis who are, like you were saying, will like bend sideways because they're 2D?
They'll turn sideways so you can't shoot them.
It's awesome. Oh my, I just pulled up an article. The PSP has gotten an RPG in Japan. And it's a special RPG. Because it's got rape and sex, hentai, boobies, all that good stuff. You should see the image I'm seeing here. The only reason I'm assuming that this is milk is because you see a little milk bottle spilled next to the girl.
That's yogurt.
That is yes. Okay, see, that's an inside joke for people who are not going to understand it. And you're never going to understand it because I don't feel like going... Because
he rapes little children.
Because I don't feel like going and explaining to everyone. Just right now, if you want to see lots of the stuff I see, head over to sankakucomplex.com. That's sankakucomplex.com.
And if you want to see what I'm looking at right now, type old granny's young panties.
That is awesome. Apparently there's a woman in Japan who's basically charging people 15 cents. It's not Japan. It's wherever they use the currency yuan? China, it looks like? Who's charging people basically 15 cents to cop a feel. They come in right behind her, feel her up, and then go away. And like you see this picture. They're just like lining up to like feel this one. It's pretty hilarious. And as I'm going, I'm at a point right now. The Senkaku Complex, it's got like this. It has stuff that you need to be over 18 to see. It's got like little sections like anime, manga, games, Japan, and then H, which is just like all its adult section. And like as I'm going down the H, because that's usually like gives you the best like funny, hilarious man rapes 11 women stories, which isn't really hilarious, but it's hilarious how he does it. I told you about it. The guy who used like logic to rate to like feel up women.
Yeah. Doesn't work.
You tried it out? Anyway, as I'm going down the list, it's like you're just like it's like hilarity, and then it's like full on sex scene, anime sex scene, sweet 3D. I got a dude here who's like in a dress. In Britain, and it's not like cross-dressing dude. It's like this fat dude, hot.
It's because
chick.
I can't wear normal clothing. Okay.
it's. I guess I check out their website. It's got some good. Oh god. So what's up with the RE5 download content?
It's all right. Nothing groundbreaking. I mean, if you want something fun, I guess it... Well, I don't know. It's weird. For one mode, you have to kill the other survivors while just pretty much surviving the other zombies that are attacking you. And another mode is you kill the zombies while other survivors are there, and you can, like, shoot them to slow them down and crap like that. The whole searching and all the join game things, it's all kind of crappy and... takes a little while to join a match because it's only 4 people in a game, so by the time you try to click on it, that 4 people game is already filled, and there'll be like hundreds of games, so if you try to host a game, it takes a while for your games to get filled, and same old kind of stuff. Short answer, if you want something groundbreaking, it's not this. Long
that
answer.
That will be the...
It's not this.
That was a long answer. So I'm guessing it's a good. Is it good enough?
Like for it's the price? It's good for the price. It's only like $400 or something like that.
That's
it's good for the price, and it's good for achievement people too. Unlike where it's like 800 points for the Fallout content, and you only get like 100 points. This one's 400 points and 400 Microsoft points, and you get 200 points. So half the price for double the points. So all that you achievement whores, you know where to go.
That sounds pretty nice. I know that's definitely not me. That's you, though, Mr. Like 30 million achievements or whatever, or something like that.
It's 53,000.
Okay, that's whatever. I just thought, how about we should try, like, toward the end, giving people, like, YouTube videos that they go see that, like, talk about or, like, compare to the show. Maybe we should do that in the show notes. I just like to point out to people that we're doing this. We've just recorded, like, already some stuff, and so we're probably kind of tired, both of us, and so we might be rambling on. I promise next episode, the outro, we will not do that much. I'm sure Donut makes no promises.
I improv all my stuff.
Yeah, like everything.
While I text with the other hand.
He does it, and you don't even want to know what he does with the third hand. I'll tell you that right now. It is not pretty.
Eat a banana. I am just like a freaking monkey.
It's got a tail and everything. My tail. That's the end of the episode. I'm going to cut this off now. We've rambled on. Next episode, we're going to be continuing on the month of remembrance that we're doing, where I'm reviewing an older anime title, and I'm trying to get Donut to review a game that has the same genre. This week was obviously the post-apocalyptic genre, with me reviewing Akira and him doing Matt Hazard, which really isn't post-apocalyptic, but
it's post-parody-apocalyptic.
Next, I don't know. Next one, I think I might do a Dragon Ball Z review. So I'm thinking how you feel about reviewing a current Dragon Ball Z game. I believe one just came out called, like, Limit Burst.
I think I'm going to review Stalker.
Stalker. Oh, yeah. Isn't that what you're supposed to be reviewing this week?
No.
Yeah. Remember I said review Stalker? We haven't recorded our interviews yet, people. So, like, this is happening before we record our interviews.
I review what I want to review.
You review Stalker. So Stalker is the thing he reviewed today.
No, whatever. I'm reviewing that for next week's. Dragon Ball Z will just have to go to Russia.
No, like, you review Stalker for this week's and Matt Hazard. You can do two reviews. I don't mind.
I don't know. I'll think about that one.
You have to understand, people, like, if we're going to have to put this, the outro, at the end, at the beginning of the podcast, aren't we? So that people understand what the hell's going on.
I don't know, but I gotta go check the front door if my TV's there.
Welcome to episode one of Otaku Break. This is going to become the intro. Oh, God. Okay, this is the end of the episode. If you're still listening this far, I applaud you. This is basically what we're trying to figure out what to do. Next episode, we're going to do something. I don't know. I'm going to push for the Dragon Ball. I'm going to push for the Dragon Ball review.
The movie.
Okay, yeah, if he's doing Stalker, then that means that I probably haven't reviewed Akira, and that means I've probably reviewed something else. Either way, it's going to be some kind of fun.
I will surprise you, people.
I'm stopping this now before we ramble on anymore. See you later, people.
Later. Cast off. Change Beetle.